It's Tuesday, November 5, 2024.
Election day from Wisconsin all the way down the Mississippi River into the Gulf Coast. You need your umbrellas heading out to the polls.
Tornadoes slam Oklahoma as wet weather complicates election day. October 2024 was one of the driest months in U.S. history across nearly every state. Plus,
folks, ports are the linchpin to America's supply chain.
President Biden allocates $3 billion to upgrade and electrify the nation's ports.
All of that electrifying news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
In parts of the East Coast, it was the warmest Halloween in 50 years, which is why later tonight, I'm going out as a sexy, concerned climate scientist.
Well, they're all sexy and very concerned. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, before we get to the election and everything else, another storm brewing in the Caribbean?
Yes, indeed. Heads up for the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Rafael has formed in the Caribbean and is likely to bring more heavy rains and flooding to the lucky people on the central Gulf Coast by this coming weekend.
Yikes. Do we know where on the Gulf Coast yet?
No, but it looks like it might be the New Orleans region, but it's still too early to tell. As we go to air, it's election day with voters across America deciding between two very different futures for their country, their states and communities, and for the world when it comes to combating climate change. But good news, in states recovering from recent extreme weather disasters, voters and election officials are adapting. Even in North Carolina, despite Hurricane Helene's catastrophic destruction, officials say turnout in early voting has surpassed the state's previous record.
Good for North Carolina.
Extreme weather, of course, does not stop for elections. The Oklahoma City metro area was hit Sunday and Monday with a tornado swarm that damaged hundreds of homes and buildings, prompting a state of emergency. More than a dozen injured, but thankfully, no deaths reported.
Shall we assume that the election workers there will be adapting as well?
Well, Oklahoma election officials say the tornadoes won't disrupt their polling places.
That's good.
October in the United States was one of the driest months ever recorded in the lower 48 since record-keeping began in the 1860s. Not the no-alcohol kind of dry October, but the zero-rain kind.
Oh, not as good.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, nearly every state in the U.S. is now facing drought conditions, with major cities like New York, Houston, Dallas, Philadelphia, and San Francisco receiving no measurable precipitation for 31 straight days.
Really?
Even parts of the Southeast hit by record rain from hurricanes have dried out.
So my understanding is this is like every state in the Union.
Yeah, except two, Alaska and Kentucky.
Really?
In other news, a new report finds that operatives linked to Russia, China, and Cuba amplified disinformation and misinformation about U.S. government hurricane relief efforts in the aftermath of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, including promoting lies that the U.S. was denying disaster relief claims.
Well, blow me down.
The new analysis from the Institute for Strategic Dialogue found that Russia in particular exploited weak content moderation on U.S.-owned social media platforms such as Twitter or X to sow division before the election.
Of course.
But there is some positive news. European Union emissions dropped a steep 8% last year, faster than expected, thanks to accelerating deployment of renewable energy, battery storage, and electric vehicles.
Wow, that is good news.
Germany last week announced it has cut its use of coal for electricity by 40% over last year.
Also good.
China's carbon emissions fell slightly in 2023, and it has just opened its largest offshore wind project with the capacity of a nuclear power plant. The U.S. is on pace to build nearly 12,000 fast-charging electric vehicle stations this year.
What?
40% more than last year.
Donald Trump told me there was only 9.
And he lies. And a paradigm shift in America, the U.S. electric grid added massive batteries equivalent to 20 nuclear reactors during the Biden-Harris administration.
Really?
And they have already prevented blackouts in multiple states. And finally,
for years I've been saying it's not enough just to rebuild America. We have to build it back better and stronger than before.
President Biden late last week released another round of funding to repair and upgrade the nation's ports. $3 billion in funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to improve and electrify port infrastructure at 55 sites in 27 states and Puerto Rico. The upgrades will generate an estimated 40,000 jobs and will drastically cut emissions and air pollution that impacts workers and local communities.
Cool. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. And you know how it is.